Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV Bite Size. It's Tuesday the 16th of May. Got loads of interesting news stories for you today. Liverpool have announced a couple of friendlies in Singapore to kick us off. So yeah, we'll return to Singapore for pre-season tour this summer. Two games in Asia. Reds are going to play Leicester City and Bayern Munich as part of the Singapore Festival of Football, which will be interesting. We're going to take part in an open training session for fans at the National Stadium in Singapore on Saturday the 29th of July. We're going to be all kinds of community projects and stuff while they're going over there. And then we're going to Germany for a training camp in the Black Forest where Klopp grew up. So that's interesting, isn't it? No big American tour for us again. Couple of a whirlwind stop in Singapore and then a proper training camp. And Jürgen looks to have got his way, and that makes sense to me. He doesn't like the hustle and bustle and everything that you have to go and do. Now, he understands, I think, that it's all part and parcel of football nowadays. But after this season, he really just wants to knuckle down and work hard with the players. And I, for one, am going to absolutely enjoy that one because it just makes perfect sense to me, really, doesn't it? That, after this season, he's just got to get back onto it, and he's going to have a load of new lads, and he doesn't want the furore that's going around these tours to affect what is his job. And his job, first and foremost, primarily, is to get Liverpool winning football matches, and he takes that job very seriously, thankfully. Moving on then, Liverpool are looking to spend £800,000 on a 14-year-old that Yaya Toure really likes. Apparently, we're set to complete a deal of up to £800,000 for 14-year-old Harvey Owens from Wolves. If he rises, he's been offered a pre-scholarship at Liverpool. With clubs unable to sign players from Europe at 16 due to Brexit, the top clubs will aim to pick the best talent from in and around the UK. Interesting one. Don't know anything about him because obviously I don't follow under 14 football. But it very, very, very much feels like, hello, could we sign somebody in a couple of years' time? Are we going to be talking about this lad? It's interesting that it's a lot of money to spend on a 14-year-old, potentially a lot of money to spend on a 14-year-old. Just a little news story for you anyway. I'm going to talk a little bit about VAR. Most people will have seen it before the game. If you were watching in England, anyway, Howard Webb talking about his conversations with VAR, which I thought was thoroughly annoying, to be honest with you, because for the main part of this, they came across really well, and I don't want VAR and referees to come across really well. I want to be entrenched in their old dickheads side of the argument, which I've been in all my life. Like, these people sounding really professional with their actual opinions and understanding of the rules. No, I wanted them all to be absolute idiots and useless at their jobs, and this is not helping that. It is, broadly speaking, a good thing, though, that they are out there. I mean, it was a heavily curated list, wasn't it, of decisions that they already got right on the football field for the most part. A small step forward. Howard Webb's a brilliant talker as well, explains himself really well, and that annoys me because he's a mank as well. Broadly just annoyed at the VAR stuff from Sky Sports more than actually feeling good about it, because, I hate the referees. And their assistants and their virtual assistant referees as well. We've got another little story next. This one is about Mason Mount, I believe, and The Guardian are saying that he is keen to move on, and there is a growing expectation inside of Chelsea that Mason Mount will move on. So I'll quote this now. Chelsea were fighting a losing battle to keep Mason Mount. I've had another player, Osimhen, on the radar for a while. It's interesting, really. I mean, obviously, he won't be particularly happy with how the season's gone for Chelsea. I know a lot of Liverpool fans want to see Mason Mount in their side. I, for one, do like Mason Mount. I think he's a really good player. I'm not sure he, broadly speaking, I've said that word a couple of times today, I'm not sure he really gives the tactical flexibility that I want in a player, because I'm thinking about a midfielder that can play, you know, maybe one of our advanced 8/10s now, a normal 8, the Gini Wijnaldum, Jordan Henderson 8, and also a 6. And for me, that's Alexis McAllister. But I think if you flip that on its head and you talk about Mount as a versatile player in the forward areas, he could certainly play that sort of advanced 10-8 role, and maybe any of the front three positions at a price. And in being English, obviously helps and stuff like that. So carry on from the article in The Guardian anyway. There's a growing expectation that Mount, one of the best players to emerge from Chelsea's academy, will depart because of uncertainty over his contract. The midfielder's deal expires next year and there is still no sign he will agree an extension. Liverpool are the favourites to sign Mount, who was also wanted by United. There has been speculation that Pochettino could convince the England international to stay, but Chelsea are not optimistic of keeping the 24-year-old. So it does feel like this deal is sort of turning in Liverpool's favour. And I do really like Mason Mount, so I think he'll be a good player in Adam Lallana Mark II. And if he has half the Liverpool career that Adam Lallana had, then I'll be a very happy camper. Next story, Alexis McAllister. Another Alexis McAllister update for you. Roberto De Zerbi has admitted that Liverpool target Alexis McAllister could leave Brighton in the summer. On Saturday, the Mirror's John Richardson reported that Liverpool are ready to sign McAllister from Brighton. Less than 24 hours later, after Brighton's 3-0 win over Arsenal, the Seagulls boss told Sky Sports, "For sure we will lose some players, maybe Caicedo and McAllister. We have to be ready to bring in more good players, and for the others, Matuma and Stupian, I think for them the best solution is to stay with us." So, and this was all from thisisanfield.com, by the way, an article that Sam Milne wrote. So thank you very much for that one. I think for my two cents worth on this, it's like he's already saying we know Caicedo and McAllister are going, and because of that, Matuma and Stupian have to stay, essentially, because they're probably going to get more money for those two players, the aforementioned McAllister and Caicedo, than they would do Matuma and Estupinan right now. Alexis McAllister, Mason Mount, two pretty good players, very good players, in fact, that I think could really transform our fortunes in the centre of the park. We absolutely massively need them to be changed around. Now, a slightly different article from The Athletic on McAllister, and people might have seen this actually yesterday, but McAllister apparently wants Champions League football if he leaves Brighton. Liverpool and United are understood to be among the clubs interested in signing the Argentinian World Cup winner ahead of the summer. McAllister's agent and his father Carlos, who looks after his interests, haven't agreed to deal with any club as it stands, and the rest of the season will have a significant bearing on McAllister's future plans. A win for fifth place Liverpool at relegation threats on that could close the gap in United, yada yada yada. So basically he might be holding out for Champions League football. So if we want Alexis McAllister, we need Champions League football. I'm sure as a Liverpool fan, you want Champions League football regardless. So let's just see where we go with that one. And Cueven Kelleher, loads of transfer news today, is on a 3-name shortlist for Brighton to replace their £40 million goalkeeper. Again, this is from This Is Anfield. It was a Jack Lawsby article on there. A number of clubs have been credited with an interest in Kelleher, and this week Sky Sports corroborated claims that Brentford could sign the 24-year-old. This comes with David Raya, the current number one on the flank, attracting interest from United, Tottenham and Chelsea. So, wow. Apparently they are interested in Cueven Kelleher, which makes sense. They're also claiming all kinds of things, really. But Kelleher is such a good goalkeeper, man. I really think he's around about £30 million, man. And I think Liverpool would like to get around that, but it wouldn't surprise me if they got chipped down to about £25 million as well.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, the Liverpool Echo are reporting, actually, that Leeds are also in the hunt for James Milner. So Brighton remain the favourites to sign him. Leeds are said to be in the hunt for the rumoured midfielder and cannot be ruled out at this stage, and that's a story that they lifted from the Daily Mail. Apparently there are a number of offers on the table, so I thought certainly that he would be going to Brighton. I think it's the best move for him. If Leeds make the great escape, maybe relegate Everton in the process, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Could James Milner head back to his first love? I doubt it. I think Brighton just seems a much more sensible decision. But, you know, if he loves his club, he loves his club. And the final story is a really juicy one. And it's about Celta Vigo midfielder Gabri Veiga. And I will do that story after this little break, because I want to tell you what's available and upcoming on Red Men Plus. The original podcast is out now on Red Men YouTube. We've got Deep Dive coming on Friday, which will be one episode on YouTube, one on Plus. Got the Watch Along coming as well at the weekend. We've got a live show this Friday night. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. And we've got Neil Jones coming in on Thursday for his Expert Insight, or Journo Insight show, I should say. And if you want to sign up, if you just listen to this podcast, this is pretty a good offer, to be honest with you. The code, if you sign up on redmenplus.com as a yearly club captain, you get it for £25 for the entire year, so 50% off. You get every Red Men Plus show we do as a podcast and a video. You can get it into your native apps, be that whatever it is on Apple Podcasts, I think it's called, or just podcasts on the iOS system. I use Podcast Addict on my Android phone because I like to have a choice on what you do with things. I'm only kidding. So yeah, the code is YEAR, YEAR, and you'll get everything, all the summer content, all of next season's content for just £25. It's a great deal. You should really take advantage of it. And the final story of today is that Liverpool are leading the race to sign Celta Vigo midfielder Gabri Veiga, or Gabby Veiga for short. He's a transfer target for a host of clubs. He's got, and we did a deep dive on him a couple of weeks ago, actually, me and Josh. There's a release clause of around about €40 million. Now, at the time of this deep dive, he had scored something like 11 goals this season. So I'm just going to have a little look now at where he's up to. And yeah, he's a really exciting youngster, to be honest with you. 20 years old. I think attacking midfielder, centre. Where's his goals? Oh, no, sorry. It was 11 goal contributions. It's 9 goals and 4 assists so far in 32 games for Celta Vigo in La Liga, which is a pretty good return for a 20-year-old, isn't it? He's been lighting her up, one of the hottest and most exciting young players in La Liga, and Liverpool apparently leading the race to sign him as well. So that's Gabby Vega, that's Mason Mount, and that's McAllister that we've signed today. We've not really signed them, I'm joking, of course, but if you believe all the transfer speculation, you just want Liverpool to get loads of midfielders in, those three would do you a favour. Add Agate to that, and I'd be a very, very happy man. And one little final story as well, actually, it doesn't really involve Liverpool, I don't think, but Sadio Mane is being, looks likely that he won't stay at Bayern Munich, and he could return to the Premier League. So I'm going to leave you with a question, and you can tweet at Mr. Blood Red or get me on Instagram at cpajack82. Would you like Sadio Mane back at Liverpool, or has that time passed? Yeah, tweet me and let me know. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to check out Red Men Plus. That code was YEAR on the Club Captain yearly subscription. YEAR for £25 for the entire year. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Ciao.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.